With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Clintons have agreed to testify in a congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation, but they don't want to do it behind closed doors. Correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Facing the threat of a contempt charge, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reversed course and said they would testify before the House Oversight Committee later this month. However, both Clintons are pushing to make their testimony public. Hillary Clinton said there's nothing more transparent than a public hearing, cameras on. And Bill Clinton said a closed-door deposition serves only partisan interests. So far, Republican Chairman James Comer has insisted on holding the depositions in private. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tricia McLaughlin, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, says the vast majority of the criminals that are being picked up these days by ICE are wanted for crimes other than being in the country illegally.
70% of those illegal aliens who have been arrested under the Trump administration have either prior criminal convictions or pending criminal charges against them. That doesn't even include those who are wanted for crimes in their country of origin or a third country. That doesn't include known or suspected terrorists, gang members, human rights abusers, people who have not even been caught for the crimes they've committed yet.
McLaughlin made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. has given Ukraine and Russia a June deadline to reach a peace deal, according to President Vladimir Zelensky. He says the U.S. plans to pressure both sides to meet this timeline. Russia strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructure, forced nuclear power plants to cut output. Over 400 drones and about 40 missiles targeted the energy grid this weekend alone. President Trump is turning to military leaders for high-level diplomacy. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East is now involved in talks over Iran's nuclear program. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that, quote, an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for contempt of religion based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year. The commission wants the State Department to put Egypt on its special watch list. Until very recently, religious freedom had been respected in the country, but these latest incidents are raising concerns. Florida will not be embracing pot, a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. A spokesman for Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, had predicted they would have nearly 900,000 signatures needed after all petitions were processed. But state officials report the amendment was about 100,000 signatures short. This is SRN News. The economist Steve Moore is predicting that the 2030 U.S. Census will negatively impact blue states. He notes that California's declining population could result in a loss of 4 congressional seats, while New York may also face decline.
This census, which comes in 2030, California could lose 4 congressional seats. Now think about that. This is a state for the last 150 years has always gained electoral states as it grew and grew and grew. And under Gavin Newsom, they've lost over 2.5 million residents on net.
Moore made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Nikola Jokic earned another game ball from his Denver Nuggets teammates after achieving another triple-double. He scored 22, 17, and 14, surpassing Oscar Robertson for number 2 on the NBA's career list this weekend. This is SRN News.